From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says President Obama is sticking to his commitment not to support any tax increase for middle-class Americans. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says that means no higher taxes for those making less than $250,000 a year.
I want to just state again clearly here that the president has made a very clear commitment to not raise taxes on middle-class families.
Gibbs made the statement after two top officials indicated over the weekend they could not rule out tax increases as the administration looks for ways to reduce the federal budget deficit, a goal the White House says is essential for sustained economic growth. Some positive economic reports today have sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Commerce Department said construction spending increased in June. And NPR's Jim Zaroli reports several companies released better-than-anticipated quarterly earnings figures.
Among those reporting positive news was Ford, which said its U.S. sales rose 2.3% in July over the month before. It was the first increase since 2007. At the same time, Europe's biggest bank, HSBC Holdings, said it saw better-than-expected earnings during the first half of the year. Finally, the Institute for Supply Management, a trade group for purchasing executives, released its monthly survey of manufacturing activity. It said factories produced less in July, but the decline was less than it's been at any time in nearly a year. The Institute said that if current trends continue, manufacturing activity will increase next month for the first time in a year and a half. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The Securities and Exchange Commission says Bank of America has agreed to pay $33 million to settle charges that the firm lied to investors about its plan to pay billions of dollars in bonuses to employees of Merrill Lynch. Bank of America bought Merrill Lynch under pressure from federal officials. The bank did not admit or deny any wrongdoing. President Obama says the new GI Bill that took effect over the weekend will help pay for the college educations of a new generation of military veterans, those who have served in the years since the September 11th attacks.
It's driven by the same simple logic that drove the first GI Bill. You pick the school, we'll help pick up the bill.
Mr. Obama says the new GI Bill will benefit not only veterans, but the nation as a whole. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Iran's government to provide information about three American hikers reportedly arrested there after crossing the border from northern Iraq.
Obviously, we are concerned. We want this matter brought to a resolution as soon as possible. And we call on the Iranian government to help us determine the whereabouts of the three missing Americans and return them as quickly as possible.
Clinton departs this evening on an 11-day trip to Africa. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow was up 101 points. This is NPR News. A strong earthquake has shaken fishing villages along Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, about 300 miles south of the U.S. border. The U.S. National Earthquake Center says the quake had a magnitude of 6.9. So far, there have been no reports of significant injuries or damage. GOP Senator John McCain of Arizona is the latest Republican to say he will vote against Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor when the Senate votes on her confirmation this week. McCain says Sotomayor has used her position as a federal judge to try to change the law. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command says an offer the group made to former President Bush for a conditional truce is still on the table. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
The latest message from Ayman Zawahiri was posted on al-Qaeda's media website. The group's second-in-command resurrected an offer to end the group's terrorist attacks against the U.S. if some broad conditions were met, among them U.S. troop withdrawals from Muslim lands, an end to U.S. support of corrupt regimes in the Muslim world, and the release of all Muslims now behind bars. The U.S. has maintained that it does not negotiate with terrorists, and the offer has been dismissed in the past. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A Continental Airlines jetliner on an overnight flight from Brazil to Texas hit severe turbulence early this morning. At least 26 people aboard were injured, four of them seriously. Passenger Carolina Portello says the turbulence was frightening.
It was like really sudden. There was just like the plane just dropped and everyone was screaming. The oxygen masks came down and I just grabbed the hand of the person next to me and just like held on.
The plane made an emergency landing in Miami. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.